4 feet, and he digged him a hole in the ground. He stays in the ground through the winter. In springtime, he comes out. Mm-hmm. Ground gets warm, he comes out.
Yeah, what's the difference between, say, a turtle and a gopher?
Well, once the gopher stays on the ground, up on the land, and the turtle, he's mostly in the water.
Mm-hmm. You ever call a turtle a cooter?
Yeah, some folks call him a cooter.
What about a gopher? Could you call him a cooter too?
No. Uh-huh.
Would you ever call a gopher a terrapin?
Well, we got a terrapin.
And he's different from both of
them.
What's he like?
Well, he's just a smaller animal. He carries it home with him where he goes. Mm-hmm. He's at home if he's in the middle of the river or the road.
Mm-hmm. Something kind of like that, then at sometime in the swamp you'll hear big things making noises around a pond at night.
Frog?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you call it? Big ones make a big deep?
Bullfrog.
Yep. You got a name for the little ones that you hear in the
swamp? Toadfrog.
What's the difference between a toad and a bullfrog?
There ain't any difference in the look, there's just a difference in the sizes. Mm-hmm.
Which one's bigger?
The bullfrog. A lot of people eat the hind legs of a bullfrog.
Is the toad frog, does it live mostly on land? Or
Yeah.
Well, you got an even smaller frog, maybe a little one, only get about an inch long or something like that. You got a name for those? Mm-hmm. You ever hear anybody call them rain frogs?
Well, I have, yeah.
Or spring frogs?
Tree frogs. They don't stay on the ground. They stay in the tree.
Mm-hmm, tree frog. And things you might dig out of the ground to go fishing with, what would wiggly think? What do you call it?
Wiggly. Wiggly.
You ever heard any other name for them?
Don't believe I have.
Ever heard anybody call them red worm?
Well, we got the red worm, we got the wiggly. Got what they call the slot worm.
And what's the difference in those?
Well, they're just all a worm to me.
Mm-hmm. They all look the same to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see, I'll ask you something about kinds of insects. What do you call those kinds of insects that maybe get in a closet and eat holes in your clothes?
Moths?
Yeah, and if you have more than one of those, you'd have two or three, what? So yeah, that
just had more of them.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the kind of things that fly around and the tail lights up at night?
Lightning bugs.
Mm-hmm. Anything else people call them?
Mm-hmm. I never heard it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know there's a kind of insect that hangs around the water sometime and or damp places. And some people say it eats its weight in mosquitoes. It's thin bodied and long, has a hard beak and two pairs.
Mosquito hawk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You ever heard any other names for that?
Well, some folks call them snake doctors.
Mm-hmm. Why do they call them snake doctors, I wonder?
I just wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. They're all practically the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of insects that will sting you, you know some of the various kinds of insects?
Wolf, yellow jacket, hornet, mm-hmm. Dirt dog will sting you.
It will?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. What's the difference between wasps and hornets and yellow jackets? They live in different...
Well, there's a big difference in the sizes and the looks.
Which one's bigger?
The hornet. The hornet. Make three wasps.
Where does the hornet live usually?
Well, he builds a nest, something similar to a wasp. Mm-hmm. I want you to go over here and look at that hornet nest.
Yeah. What about a yellow jacket? Where does he? Where
he builds his nest in the ground.
Mm-hmm. And is a wasp and a dirt dog, are they the same thing, or they different?
No, they're different. Mm-hmm. Dirt dog builds his building out of dirt, and a wasp, he'll stick a started nest up on something